Welcome to How to Make It Work, the radio show and podcast where we dive into real stories of people making life work in their own unique way. I'm your host, Annika. Let's get started. Today's guest is Evelyn Coulson. She's the co-founder and manager of Black Sheep Circus Entertainment. Evelyn is a circus artist who's been performing and teaching across Aotearoa and internationally for nearly a decade. Evelyn and the Black Sheep Circus team are bringing free have-a-go circus zones to Raglan Creative Market this summer, a welcoming space for kids and families to experience circus for themselves. Evelyn, it's so great to have you here. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So let's dive right into the magic. What exactly is going to happen?
Cool. So this Sunday, we're going to be hosting a circus zone at the Raglan Creative Market, just out the back in the car park. So what that means is that there'll be two amazing professional circus tutors who are there who are going to be sharing their skills. So it's going to be like hula hooping, spinning plates, juggling, ribbons, whatever. It's for all ages. So like babies even, you know, we can entertain babies if you need, all the way to like, you know, adults with your inner child to learn a bit of circus. Yeah.
Everybody can join in. What's your favorite gear, circus gear?
Oh, well, I am a hula hooper. That is definitely my favorite. So, and I believe everyone can hula hoop. Everyone. I can teach you.
Yeah, nice. That's also something I used to do or like doing when I was a kid.
You know,
just going to some friends and just taking the hula hoop and
it's
so much fun.
Often people have forgotten how to hula hoop. Like, I did this as a kid, but I haven't done it. I'm like, you can do it. I promise you can.
I mean, in general, working in circus, that was one of my dreams as a kid. it's a childhood dream. So I remember, at least in Germany, that's where I'm from, we did have little companies that do it.
Oh, cool.
And
nice.
But I mainly knew it from stories. You know, when you imagine the big circus, they're coming with their caravans and their animals and lions. And I remember when I used to go to the circus as a kid, I was always disappointed because there were no lions.
I know. Yeah. I think the circuses have changed these days. Yeah. They did used to have animals, and I'm not the best historian of like circus or New Zealand either, but yeah, like European circus would have been crazy times, like back in the day with all the traveling families and all of that. But yes, circus in New Zealand is maybe a bit different. I think they did have animals though up until somewhere in the 2000s.
I guess
pretty amazing.
I mean, it's better for animal welfare anyway, the way it is today.
yeah. It's not so popular anymore.
So how did you get into a circus, Evelyn?
Well, I did gymnastics as a kid, and then as a, you know, adult, about 20 years old, I was like, I need to get fit again. I quit everything as a teenager does. And then I tried to find gymnastics again, and then this is in Wellington, and it happened to be linked to a circus space. And that's the first time I saw circus. I saw Aerial Silks, and then I saw a show around the same time. And I was like, just totally entranced by it. And I was like, this is amazing. I want to do it. And, you know, it just started off recreationally. And I was at university at the time. And then eventually it just kind of took over my life, and kind of now just the direction of my life is heavily always influenced by circus, even if I'm not doing it full time or I'm doing it part time. Circus has been in my life for now 16 years. So I think that almost a decade is maybe a little needs a bit updating from my bio.
Yeah, I think I got it from your website.
Oh, I need to update that then. I'm getting older.
So are you originally from Wellington, and what brought you to Raglan?
Yes, originally from Wellington. And so I had a stint probably in my mid-20s when I went overseas and went to Montreal, which is where Cirque du Soleil is from, and trained there and just like, you know, cut loose a bit. And then I eventually came back and I moved to Auckland. And so I taught and I performed, and it was really easy there because there's lots of companies that are already well established. So I just kind of like slipped into that scene there. And then me and my partner, who is also a circus performer and the co-founder of Black Sheep Circus, we wanted to live a different life outside of Auckland. So trying to find a balance of like how do you keep doing the thing you love, like circus, but also an income and have a good community and maybe have a bit more nature? We lived in a car park essentially in Auckland, so we wanted to be closer to nature. And yeah, Raglan really hit all the marks because there's already a pretty well-established circus community in Raglan, which is quite special for a small town. There's only a few small towns in all of New Zealand that have a circus community already. So it was, yeah, it won.
So you were already connected to the people here in Raglan, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, totally. We have like a bunch of, there's already two other circus companies here, like Freedom to Fly and Circus Aotearoa. Mm-hmm. So they're well established already here. So we're like, okay, we know these people were here. They can be our friends. We can, you know, hang out with them. And then we already knew people in the community in Raglan. So, yeah, it was a perfect move.
It's so cool. And like I also read on your website, you toured a bit also internationally. How was traveling and working for a circus?
Touring is like one of my favorite things. And I don't get to do it very often, but it is super fun. So I have like toured through Central America with like a really, probably quite a hippie style circus, but it was very enjoyable starting in the States and ending up in Nicaragua. That was now like 10 years ago. I can't believe it. And then another time in Australia, getting to explore like all of Australia through the circus, which was really, really special. And in New Zealand as well. So it was always my favorite because you're just totally immersed and all you're doing is performing and hanging out with other crazy circus people, and it's just your life for like this very small chunk of time, and it's really beautiful and intense.
Oh yeah, sounds like my childhood dream, but it is intense. I mean, it's I guess physically challenging to be on stage every day. Even if you're sick, you have to, you know, maybe you're not feeling well, but when you're on stage you have to be there.
Yeah, you do. I do love the challenge of that, like that no matter how you're feeling, like even if you've had, maybe you've had an argument with someone beforehand, or no, I don't think I had that, but you know, just not feeling in the best of moods and you just have to switch it on. And I love that about performing, is that you're on stage and all that matters is that moment right there. And yeah.
Can you remember one moment that you remember really well? Maybe one moment on stage or just hanging around with the community? Is there one little story that you can tell us? Positive memory?
I guess there's a lot to choose from, but I haven't done a tour recently because I've recently had a baby, so that's a bit off the cards. But I think my last tour that I did around New Zealand, there was always just a nice moment backstage before me and my partner did our acro act. And I think doing a duo act is quite, can be more challenging because it requires two of you to be both in line and in sync. Mm-hmm. And just our little like moments beforehand, just we would hold each other's shoulders, breathe in and out. And then, you know, he'd be about to walk on stage. He'd walk on stage first and I'd always like pat his bum and that was and then I'd come on afterwards and I'd be smiling and ready to go. I think that was one of my favourite memories, I think. It's that tiny pre-moment before we both are on stage and you have to switch on.
That's so cool you're sharing that, because as like when you're part of the audience, you don't get to see those moments, right?
Yeah, yeah, the moments beforehand where you're both getting ready, like psyching yourself up, and then you come on, ta-da!
How's it like working with your partner? So you co-founded a business together, but you were even before working together. How's that like, spending so much time in business and private?
It has its challenges. It's also, it has its pros and its cons, right? Mm-hmm. As anyone can imagine, like working with your partner means that you know each other really well. You feel really comfortable. Like I love doing acro with him. I feel really safe with him. So I know he's always got me. But then like creatively, like we both have very different brains. So like trying to come together on that can be challenging at times, and because you know each other so well, you also know when you can see those slight mannerisms, and you know when they're like, oh, you should have done it like that, or maybe you're sabotaging me, and you get into these like little talks in your mind. But I like it overall. It's amazing. And then business, actually, like me and my partner work really well together because we are so so different. Mm-hmm. And we have quite different skill sets, so it works really well. I'm really good at like just the organizational side of things, and he's more like the hustle and the creative, like random ideas. He's always got a million ideas.
So when was the moment you thought about creating your or having your own business?
Well, after Auckland, when we moved here, it just felt like the most sensible thing to do, really, because in Auckland you can just get hired by other companies, so you don't need to worry about that. But here in like the Waikato, there's just not as many companies around, and people's focus is different. So what we notice in the Waikato is that there's not really anything going on in Hamilton or the surrounding areas where there might be like events that might want roving entertainment or having have-a-go circus spaces, which we were doing all the time in Auckland. Mm-hmm. So it just felt like there was a total market there, like no one's doing it. Like there's a studio here that teaches classes, and that's not what we wanted to do. We wanted to do something else. And so it just felt like a perfect thing to do. So that's kind of why no one else was doing it in Hamilton, especially. We decided to just go out on our own and just offer our skills and see how it goes.
That's super interesting. I'm wondering how it was like for you stepping from, you know, being a circus artist to running your own business.
I like the challenge of it at the moment. I'm finding it really stimulating, like the business side of things. And I've also been doing a lot of funding applications, which I do find, like, I just find it really interesting, that world at the moment. So it's been a good transition for me, especially in a moment when I am now mum. So like I've had to stop training as intensely, and at the moment I'm getting back into it, but I don't have enough time to just train 3 hours every day or whatever. So it's actually been quite good to, like, I still manage circus projects, still feel like I'm involved in the circus community, and you know, eventually at some point I've hopefully kept enough momentum that when I'm ready to come back and when my baby's ready for me to be away from them as well, I can like just step back into some performing and circus work.
The baby's old enough to join you.
Exactly.
Stepping into the circus.
They don't know,
family.
But they are destined to be involved in some way.
It's like a proper circus family. That's so cool.
Yeah. Pretty stoked. He's not quite ready to do any moves yet, but you know, we're encouraging quick movement, I guess. Come on.
And then when we talk about the business side of things, and you already said that you're applying for funds and look at the financial side of things, because the events you're doing at the Creative Market this summer, they are for free. So how is that possible? What kind of partnerships do you have?
Yeah, so this one is funded by the Waikato Creative Community Scheme. So that's the Waikato District Council. Or every council gets given money to support creative projects. And so I applied for that and got that. And then the ones that I run in Hamilton, there's a Hamilton Creative Community Scheme. So I have that funding as well to run circus zones in Hamilton as well. Yeah.
And also read something on your website that you want to support circus as an art form itself. And maybe why is it important to you to organize those free events, especially for kids and families and people? Yeah, everybody, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's I think circus is really, really awesome for one thing. So I want to share it with as many people as possible. But I think they're just it can be hard, I think, for people to find free or affordable things to do with their children, and especially something that kind of can hit everyone's needs almost. I think that circus has a real power to be accessible to people who are like maybe more focused and can, like, maybe they're learning how to juggle, or maybe they're more physical and want to be more expressive and they want to try some handstands or something different. So there's quite a broad spectrum that's available in circus. So I think it's really good for all kids, and it's also really fun for all adults as well, I think, because it's just something that everyone can take part in. And again, that I think it's important to try and facilitate these things for free, like that, and that's why I go get funding for it, so I can pay my tutors to teach these things in community, in the community, so that people can actually try it out without having to pay for it. So I think that's important.
And I think it's also super nice for the community to come together and connect, you know, through movement and sports and circus.
Yeah.
I think a lot of those things, like juggling or hula hoop, is probably something you do by yourself. But then you take it to another stage when you all meet up together and do it together.
Yeah, totally. Like, it's, for me, it's my favorite part of doing my own practice, is being quite social about it. Or, you know, it's not necessarily like I'm socializing. Well, actually, I go to a space and I'm training alongside my friends, and we're all like kind of going through the same journey. It could be like suffering together. It can be learning a skill together, celebrating a skill learnt together. And that's circus. It does bring lots of people together who also can be quite different. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy that. So like, for me, I'm not really a juggler, and the people who juggle are of a certain, they have a certain personality, and you bring them together with the people who do aerials, and everyone's in the same room and they're all very different people, but it's like a big melting pot.
I was actually wondering is there like a typical personality that does circus? Because I feel like you need to be really confident, you need to be comfortable on stage, you know.
Yeah, I find it really fascinating now, being in the performing world and noticing, particularly say among aerialists, or that they're actually mostly really shy. So a lot of performers are really, really shy, but then when I go to the people who I see as like jugglers, they're not the same. They seem to be more like out there and like loud and confident, maybe. But maybe I don't know them as well, you know. But I find a lot of performers are actually extremely shy.
And that's, I guess that's how they express themselves.
Yeah.
Through performance.
I think that's what drew me to it as well. Like, when I first got offered to perform at like a community event, I was like, oh, I'm so shy. Like, I won't be into this. It's going to be so scary. But the buzz I got afterwards, I was like, oh my God, it's I love this.
It's a bit like being live on air right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit of a stage too.
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous here too. Toia ngā reo o te hapori.
Free FM 89.0. This station is a member of Karma, the Community Access Media Alliance. Find out more at cama.nz. The website has loads of information, and thanks to our friends at Meta Digital, it looks great too.
Kia ora New Zealand, kia ora Brasil, kia ora mundo. Aqui de Hamilton, na Nova Zelândia, para o mundo. Kia ora Brasil traz a você música, cultura, entrevistas, histórias reais da comunidade brasileira na Nova Zelândia. Kia ora Brasil, onde o Brasil encontra Nova Zelândia. Aqui na Free FM 89.0.
Kia ora Brasil, Friday nights at 6 on Free FM 89.0, and available anytime from your favorite podcasting platform.
I'd say I'm more introverted and shy, but then when I go to a Latin party and I can, you know, like I can release and dance, I just don't care. I just have fun, you know?
Yeah,
Shout out to Judy if she's listening. We love dancing together.
Yeah, I think introverts are like the most surprisingly out there people when it comes to being on a stage. You're like, whoa, I didn't know that person had it in them. But yeah, there's a huge performative side of them. Yeah.
So what would you say is the biggest personal development you've been through circus?
I think discovering that I do like performing is one big thing. And then now it is more the business side of things. So learning all the ins and outs of how to sort of run a business. Like, it is sort of quite part-time at the moment, I guess, but learning how to do funding applications, learning how to do my accounting, all the paperwork side of it, and how to get clients and all of that is, that's the new sort of world of what I'm learning at the moment through Circus. So obviously in the beginning, it's more about learning how to perform and learning skills and tricks and how to, I don't know, be hired by other people. But now it's about like, how do I create work for myself in this area of the country that doesn't have as much live circus performance happening.
And it's always a big step to open your own business, but even more so if you don't have a lot of experience and you have to teach yourself. Yeah. Or do you get support from anyone?
Just learning on the go at the moment. I do have a day job while this all happens. So when I lived in Auckland, it was possible to just be full-time circus, but here I work for a not-for-profit arts organization that does a lot of that kind of funding support and art support for artists anyway, so I learn a lot through that job. And then I just apply it to my own stuff as well, so it's kind of nice symbiotic thing that I'm learning and working in the same kind of environment, so like the whole art ecosystem, and learning about how it all works in a broader sense. Yeah,
that's something a lot of my guests that's similar, that they have like a side hustle or they have two jobs and then by on the side they try to build their own business.
I think
it's good to have different, you know, options to not be or dependent on your own business when you're just starting out.
Yeah, and I think particularly in the arts as well, it's extremely common for people to have multiple sources of income. In fact, I think it's probably more common than not, to be honest, in New Zealand. Thinking about a Creative New Zealand report, that you got your job, but it's nice for me that my day job is in the arts, and so I'm earning money in that world, and then I'm also just trying on the side, I guess, to build up our company and get more gigs around Raglan and Hamilton and beyond. Yeah.
So your company is called Black Sheep Entertainment. Where does that name come from?
The name Black Sheep Circus was, yeah, it took us a while to land on a name. Like when you're making a company and you're like, we have to call ourselves something. We went through many different names. But then I think eventually we, like this one stuck, like, you know, we live in New Zealand, lots of sheep, I don't know. And then Black Sheep, that personality is like the underdog. I'm not sure if we're necessarily underdogs, but just that vibe of like, yeah, circus can be a bit left field or like out there in Black Sheep Circus. It just felt right. So that's the one that ended up sticking. Yeah.
And I like asking that question because sometimes there's like a huge story behind it.
Yeah, like the huge story is not necessarily like that it has heaps of deep meaning. It's just that it was really hard to come up with a name. We had all these different iterations. Like we went to a poet to like do some creative like name, an exercise to try and come up with a name. We did all sorts of things to try and land on something. And eventually it kind of is like, if you just don't choose a name, you never get started. So you just okay, just choose a name. This one, we like it. It doesn't have the deepest meaning in the whole world, but like it's fun, it's easy to remember, I think.
Yeah.
And we just stick with it, and like now the more important thing is just doing the work.
Yeah, I think so. I think sometimes it gets hard to like take a decision when it seems like it's a big decision.
Yeah.
And a lot of companies, well, the guests that come in and talk about their businesses, they call the businesses their own babies. So it is a big thing.
Yeah.
Did it take a while for you to name your baby as well?
Oh, yeah, it did actually. Every week, like for 5 weeks, our midwife came and she's like, so have you decided yet? And we were like, no. But, you know, we had decided, we had chosen the name probably in the first week, but we're like, is it the right name? And we did the same thing where we go through a list of other names and feel them out. And, you know, you kind of hope that maybe it'll just come to you through the universe that this is definitely the right name because of all these important meanings and stuff. But like, sometimes it's just hearing a name and then just sitting with it. And yeah, our baby's name does have some meaning behind it. Mm. But we also weren't sure for a long time. But then you have to make a decision. It's like, I need a passport for this baby because we're going to go travel. So we've got to go
on a circus tour.
Yeah. Well, we took him to Australia for the first time over a few weeks ago. Yeah, so he's got his passport.
Oh, so cute. We talked a bit about, or we touched on it, how motherhood has changed the way you work in circus because you cannot work out anymore and now you're doing more of the business side of things. But is there anything else that has changed the way you do circus now that you're a mum?
Yeah, so the way I am training at the moment, especially with, so my baby is 5 months old. So previously it'd be more common to like go to the studio and be there for 2, 3, 4 hours at a time. And the style can be like quite casual, quite leisurely. I come in, roll around on the mat for a bit and have a yarn and then I'll, you know, might do my warm up and blah, blah, blah. But now it's like, okay, I've got to be really efficient with my time. So I've started running for one thing. That's very odd for me. So I've started running because that's very quick. It takes like half an hour. And so now my workouts, they kind of exist in half hour chunks. And if I'm lucky, I can try and coordinate going to my favorite thing is like going to my hoop troop that I do once a week with all my hula hoopers in Raglan. And then I get an hour, maybe a bit more, but it's always a discussion with my partner, just how we can manage that. And also I can't be away if I'm breastfeeding. So my baby will need me like in 2 to 3 hours. So that's the biggest change at the moment. I know it's just a stage. It's not forever, but that's the biggest change is like actually being way more intentional about my training and just going in and being quite quick and efficient about it, because if I'm not, I just won't be able to do it. yeah
time efficiency
very important.
It was the same this morning. You were earlier than me. You were here in the studio before me. Oh, such a bad radio host.
Oh yeah, I'm never really early to things, but this one I was like, gotta be there. Like maybe she'll already be there and I'll be late. I don't know. I've gotta make sure I'm, you know, showing up on time.
No, that's also my fault. I'm not the typical German when it comes to time efficiency.
True.
I'm always like 5 minutes late.
Oh wow, that's not very super late, un-German.
But yeah,
un-German,
I know.
German of you.
I'm sorry. Where did we stop? Oh yeah, I wanted to ask about your hula hoop troupe. So you do teach classes.
So I did teach hula hoop classes a few years ago, and from there I kind of got some people in who are like dedicated regular. And now it's pretty much just the people who are always into circus, who are just so committed into circus. And there's maybe four, is it me, Irene, Jess, Martina, sometimes Pip, if she comes along.
Shout out to the girls.
So that's our like hoop troop. And it's no longer classes. Like at the beginning, I was teaching everyone so they were all on the same sort of like base skill level. But now it's like play, and it's really delightful. So it's almost like a jam. So it's just our people. We come in and we try sometimes to do some performances together.
So is it open for other people, or is it just you jamming together?
It's just us jamming together at this point. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe in the future I'll have capacity again to like run hoop classes. But at the moment, this is just our little group, just for us, and hopefully performing with it sometimes.
Yeah, keep us updated on that, because I'd love to join one of your classes.
Ah, cool.
Or maybe come to a performance. Do you have, so besides the free zones at the Creative Market here in Raglan, do you have any events coming up?
Yeah, so my partner, Nick Davies, has got some shows coming up. So he developed and created a show called Rock Bottom, which he's touring around the Coromandel in April, May. He did Rock Bottom here in Raglan, I think was it last year or 2023? And so he's doing it in Coromandel, and then he's also going down to Wellington as well to do that show. So if you're out that way, you can check out our website for the Coromandel dates. But otherwise, yeah, so touring around now that we've done sort of like we've done a Raglan show.
Rock Bottom, that sounds tough. What's that show about?
It is actually, I would say, about having resiliency in tough moments.
Mm.
And I guess, yeah, hitting rock bottom, like the storyline is that he's got a boss who's got lots of demands on him,
mm-hmm.
and he's got to, you know, build all these things and move all these rocks or whatever. And he's faced with like doing things all at once or one at a time. And I think it's about resiliency in those moments of intensity in a job or life where you have to make a decision, but you need to probably do it in a calm, collected way to make the right decision. Yeah, sort of that's like the big theme of it. And obviously it's actually entertaining for kids. It's bricks and acrobatics.
Nice.
Like when I say bricks, like brick juggling, not real bricks, foam bricks. Yeah.
But I guess it's very relatable because everybody has been down before. So, and it always gets up again.
Yeah, yeah. And hopefully that shows a sort of resiliency and resolve of someone going down and coming back up and making good decisions by the end of the show and having help from the audience, of course. Yeah.
What's the best way to reach out if one of the listeners would like to connect with you or have more information?
Yeah, so you can email us at hello@blacksheepcircus.co.nz, or you can see our website, which is blacksheepcircus.co.nz. We're also on Instagram. I think that's just blacksheepcircus.nz. I should know my handle off by heart. Yeah, any one of those, you can reach out to us and check out our website to see our stuff. And our Instagram is trying to build it up a little bit. We're not very good at regularly posting, but yeah, there's some stuff on there. You can see who we are and what we do.
Nice. I'll just go out and meet you at the Creative Markets.
Yeah, totally. Come along this Sunday. We're there 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. and again at the next one in March, on the 8th of March, 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. So I won't be there because I have the baby, but there'll be two of my wonderful staff teaching there who are awesome.
Great. Thank you so much for coming in, Evelyn.
Awesome. Thanks.
You've been listening to How to Make It Work with me, Annika. Catch us live on Raglan Community Radio every Monday at 12:30 or listen anytime on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Until next time, keep finding your way and keep making it work.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.